highway this morning. The project, in partnership with the federal government, aims to reduce traffic congestion by introducing extended north-facing ramps between the Dolls Rocks Road and Anzac Avenue interchanges. This upgrade is a part of a larger $5.6 billion investment into the Bruce Highway South Corridor, and Mr. Miles says the work will keep locals moving while further improvements are planned.
In national news, opposition Nationals leader David Littleproud has promised to set a cap on renewable energy investments and axe plans for a wind farm off the coast of Australia if the coalition is elected. His announcement, made at a press conference in Wollongong yesterday, comes on the back of the Albanese government approving a 1,000 square kilometre area off the coast of Illawarra in New South Wales to become Australia's fourth dedicated wind farm zone. Littleproud it ruled out replacing the wind farm with nuclear energy in the area, but the coalition is yet to detail their energy plan, which they claim will include a mix of nuclear, coal, gas and renewables.
More than 102 millionaires paid no income tax in the 2021 to 2022 financial year, claiming about $279 million in tax deductions, according to new data from the Australian Taxation Office, increasing from 66 last year. The millionaires, who earned an average of $3.8 million each, legally used loopholes in tax deductions, primarily donations, to completely minimize their tax bills to zero. The Australia Institute's senior economist Matt Grutnoff claims that this data proves the government needs to crack down on tax concessions and loopholes. He has stated that as the wealth of the richest increases post-pandemic and disparity widens, it is vital that Australians should all pay their fair share.
In international news, Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has demanded his government speed up its efforts to combat organized crime in the Amazon, which he claims has exacerbated the destruction of the world's largest tropical rainforest. At an event to transfer $88 million to fund a security plan for the Amazon, President Lula complained that the plan has taken over a year to get off the ground and underscored the need for haste by claiming that his successor may, quote, come along and do nothing. The rainforest has experienced systemic destruction from illegal logging and gold mining, as well as being used as a highway for drug smuggling. Brazil has made some progress in slowing Amazonian destruction since Lula was elected last year. Deforestation has declined by 50% to a five-year low.
U.S. officials have warned that Sudan is facing the world's worst famine in 40 years as the ongoing war blocks aid deliveries. The conflict stretches back to April 2023, where a power struggle between the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese armed forces escalated into a civil war. 14,000 people have been killed and over 10 million forced to flee their homes, while a UN humanitarian appeal for the country has only received 16% of the funds it needs. Both the RSF and SAF have been accused of weaponizing access to food, and US officials claim that hardly any of the aid provided reaches isolated populations. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield has urged the world to wake up to the catastrophe that is occurring.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.